Well, live and local here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop gets physical with records, tapes, CDs, reel-to-reels. We weave through the forgotten side of the last century of recorded music. And usually we go right down to the basement of the thrift shop to see what's stashed in some boxes in from 1950. But we're going to start off this show with some new music, starting off with an artist that I absolutely cannot say enough positive things about. Fletcher Tucker, who records under the name Bird by Snow, has released his fifth album. It's called Offering. It's just incredible. So we're going to hear a tune called My People, brand new, by Bird by Snow.
Up a town with my people. Gonna walk away. Open as my hands, carry wood to heat my home, pills of water from the stream, old ways written on my bones, through this life and in between. I wanna walk the ground with my people. Sing a sing sound with my catch my breath, listen to the subtle songs. In this woven world of ours, hear the vulture in his nest, singing with the stars and flowers. There's no such thing as loneliness. I wanna walk the ground with my people. Gather around with my people. Feel the spirits around. Thank you.
something brand new by Black Prairie, which is essentially most of the Decemberists, a tune called For the Love of John Hartford. And before that, we heard a band from Oakland, California, that's just released a brand new cassette tape called Mood Music. The band is Upside Drown, and they feature members of Polka Dot Dot Dot, Twig Palace, The Mumblers, and Tall Grass. We heard a great tune called How Does He Speak by Upside Drown, brand new cassette released. Okay. And before that, we heard Bird by Snow from his brand new LP. Yes, vinyl LP, and I believe that's the only format it's available in, a tune called Before Names. Well, I want to feature on occasion some music from the Funky 45 series, which is so mysterious that all that is on the record is the name of the song and the artist, and there's no other information. And since I'm not going to go digging around Google for it, I'm just going to play the music. From the Funky 45 series, here's John Wagner, a tune called Cold Sweat.
The big sound of Bach, guitars, amps, and continental organ. It's what's happening. Vox. Vox.
Vox is the sound at the top. Vox.
It's what's happening, baby.
Vox.
saying. See that willow bend, everything is swaying. Seems to be a sadness in the sighing of the wind. Wonder where he goes, darling, can you hear me? Something that he knows seems to bring you near me. Thought I heard you whisper in the sighing of the wind, sets my weary heart a-longing, yearning, dreaming. Starlight lost its meaning since you went. Turning cold, wonder if he's lonely. Winter in my soul, longing for you only. Can't you hear me calling in the sighing of?
Spot where his bones were laid, fling a handful of roses o'er his grave with a prayer to him who his soul will say. Thank you.
Dudley Moore Trio, yeah, the Dudley Moore with The Look of Love. Before that, Tex Ritter and Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. Prior to that, The Sons of the Pioneers and The Wind. We started the set off with John Wagner and Cold Sweat. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where music is the universal language, where we embrace all forms of music and creative expression from the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to read something in sections over the next few shows. It's a posting from a blog called The Wonderful and Obscure Blog by Bob Purse. And it really, really kind of embodies what Radio Thrift Shop is all about. So I'm going to start reading it today and continue reading over the next few programs. This is from Bob Purse. A dozen years ago, I had a couple of conversations with a young person I knew, during which I mentioned my pastime of collecting, or to collect the recorded ephemera of many years ago. She was baffled by my interest in this, let alone the degree to which I sought things out, finding it odd, if not downright weird. At the time, I wrote this essay as a way of explaining why someone would develop into the collector that I am. To my dear friend, there was a point recently at which you made it clear that it seemed odd or weird that I found such interest in stuff on old tapes when I would mention that I found those on old tapes. I think there are at least two things going on. One, that you may not share a fascination for the past, both a voyeuristic interest in what people's lives have been like and a nostalgia for things that I've experienced or things that I wished I've experienced, but even more importantly, that you may not be able to conceive of a life in which everything isn't readily available on tape, pictures, video, DVD, computers, etc. I was born in 1960. When I was growing up as a person who is not only the youngest by far in my family, but the youngest of nearly 20 cousins, counting both sides of my family, there was a lot I hadn't been around for, things I only heard about as I was growing up. If available to me at all, I only heard of most of these things in stories or perhaps a few old pictures. But my family had something that relatively few others had, a reel-to-reel tape recorder. By the time I was 8 or 10, it was fairly common for a family to have one of these, but my dad bought one, a used studio model, when my sister was 2, in 1952, a few years after they'd been introduced to the professional market. And that's what I'm going to read today from Bob Purse's Wonderful and Obscure blog. I've got a contest. If anyone's been listening for the past few episodes, I've been doing a contest per episode, and I'm going to keep doing that for a couple of more times. There is a fantastic, beautifully designed Radio Thrift Shop QSL, and I am going to give it, actually mail it to, in real mail, yes, postal mail, because it is a physical QSL, not an eQSL. I'm going to mail it to the person who can tell me the answer to this contest. All you have to do is answer the question and email me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to play a track from a band called Blue, a song called The Shepherd, and I just need to know who is the keyboardist on this recording. It was released in 1977. Who was the keyboardist on this song? Band called Blue, the album called The Shepherd, released in 1977. Write to me if you know the answer at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. Send me your postal address and you will receive a Radio Thrift Shop QSL. The DeFelice Trio, and There Was a Time. Before that, the amazing Dirk Quinn playing Baba O'Reilly solo on all of those guitar pieces. Joe Pass, fantastic guitarist before that, with Burning Spear. And we started that set off with Blue and a tune called The Shepherd. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop. And I want to say hello to everybody who's listening out there in on Radio for All, or on Troubadour 1700, or on The Global Voice. Thank you for listening. Send me an email. I would really like to hear your comments. FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. Well, here's a piece from a library album called Butterflies, I believe, by a musician named Harmit Kiesewetter, a tune called Wind It Up.
Mm-hmm. funky Mozart.
Drummer Bernard Purdy with Funky Mozart, and before that, Carmit Kaiswetter with Wind It Up. This is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. I'm getting awfully tongue-tied in my old age. So thank you for listening, and we're going to cruise out with a tune from a band called Terra and their self-released LP, Breathing Tree, from 1978. This is a song called Heart of the Matter.
Here we go, in a room with the strangest light, posturing in the darkness. I'm the moon, you're the pagan night. Hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling fine. Hope you're feeling better. Call from time to time. Now and then, when you feel like you can't go on, when the quickness of your name somehow turns out wrong. Hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling fine. Hope you're feeling better. I wish that you were mine. Feeling fine. Hope you're feeling fine.
hope you're feeling fine. Here we go, in the ways that were taught for you. I'll miss the way you touch, and I guess I never knew you'd be feeling better, you'd be feeling fine. You'd be feeling better right from time to time. By and by, when you feel it can't be this way, I guess I always knew that you would never stay. Hope you're feeling better, hope you're feeling fine. Hope you're feeling better, I wish that you were mine. Feeling fine. Hope you're feeling fine.